Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Ian Fitzpatrick, former NFL quarterback, current NFL analyst who you can catch on Prime's coverage this weekend, Friday, Black Friday, the Las Vegas Raiders take on the Kansas City Chiefs, November 29th at 2 p.m., and Ryan Fitzpatrick will be helping along with that. How do you like working on Black Friday? You ever shop on those days, Ryan?
Oh, you better believe it. I do a lot of Black Friday shopping, and now with the synergies of Amazon, I'm all about it. We actually, last year was the first year we did it, but we have some fun stuff. You'll get some deals hopefully throughout the game that we can unlock. Andrew Whitworth and I, along with David Chang, will be doing a rib eating contest.
Nice.
Among other things, just to kind of unlock some of these deals for you guys.
This isn't going to make any sense to you. We just had a current Kansas City Royals player on. His name's Vinny Pasquantino. Said he took a photo with you at a Bills game like a year ago. Do you remember taking a photo with like a 6'4" Italian guy in the last 2 years?
Was it shirt on or shirt off?
He is sometimes shirt off, so I cannot rule that out.
Yeah, if it was shirt off, then I'm sure I'll remember it. But yeah, I've done a lot of those, especially in Western New York.
Yeah, I'd say that's pretty common. I guess, Ryan, I want to ask you about the Chiefs offense, since that the defense is a point of concern, but at least this. I think this offense is better than last year's because I think they're more efficient. I think they're better at using their weapons. What do you make of the Chiefs offense this season?
Well, I'm really excited to be able to get a look on Friday because, you know, I was really, last year I got destroyed by Chiefs fans because they said they were either sitting at 5-1 or 6-1 and saying, look, they need to lose some games because sometimes when you win, and right now they're sitting at 10-1, but sometimes you overlook some of those little things that need to be addressed. Some of those things get swept under the rug, and some of those issues really don't come to a head until you start losing games. So these last 3 weeks have been interesting for them, and, you know, blocking the kick versus Denver, obviously the loss versus Buffalo, and then, you know, a close game versus Carolina. There's some vulnerabilities there, but I just don't get it. I mean, this is what I thought last year as well, and they won the Super Bowl. So I'm looking forward to it. Looking forward to getting a look at, you know, I played with DeAndre Hopkins, just kind of where he's at. He's really popped on film, and I think he's going to become a pretty reliable weapon for Patrick Mahomes as this continues to go.
Is it fun for players like you, these standalone games? Like Black Friday, right? All by yourself. 2 o'clock, Amazon Prime, you know every TV in the country is on you. As a player, you kind of got to get hyped, right? When you know nobody's seeing anything but you.
Yeah, you absolutely do. And this is, you know, it was fun. We started it last year. It's a new tradition. You know, we found another spot to put on football, to find an NFL game slot. And it is. And the Chiefs are used to it, right? The Chiefs, and being the standalone game, whether it's a Sunday night, Monday night, or a Thursday night game, like this is what they do. I think this will be big for the Raiders. Obviously, it's been a really disappointing season for them. But games like this, and you saw it last year, you know, the Christmas game that they played where the Raiders knocked off the Chiefs, this all of a sudden kind of becomes their Super Bowl. This becomes, you know, a playoff game in the Raiders' mind because everybody's watching and they have a chance, you know, not to fix their season, but to knock off the champs. So this all of a sudden becomes a huge game for Vegas to come in and give them their best shot.
I guess you've played spoiler before, actually, to help Kansas City once. So I guess thank you, at least on that end. But, like, playing spoiler, like, that's pretty much what you're playing for at this time of the year if you're the Raiders, right? You kind of ruined Christmas Day for them last year, trying to ruin Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you really are. And, you know, these division rivalries, these teams hate each other. They do. And I'll say back to your comment on, you know, helping Kansas City out and helping them, you know, get the home field advantage and the bye and all that in the playoffs when they won their first Super Bowl in this run. it's so much fun because still in the airport, I'll get stopped and Kansas City fans will thank me, which is a super cool deal. But yeah, we knocked off the Patriots in the last week of the season to give Kansas City the first round bye.
Like, I know that, like, it's so funny because, like, inevitably, it didn't change anything about your season other than just making theirs worse, which, I, you know, in a lot of ways, I think that fandom is underappreciated in that way, Ryan. And I guess I don't know if a player perspective this matters from a rivalry standpoint. Like, I don't love sports just because I like rooting for my team to win. I love sports because I like watching the failure of the teams I hate.
Okay, I like that. I grew a strong hatred for the Patriots over my career. I played them, I believe, 14 times and only won 3 games against them. It was, you know, they were always a really tough opponent, and it was always an accomplishment to be able to beat them. But with so much riding on that game for them and nothing riding on it for us when I was in Miami, you find reasons to play. And one of those reasons is to play spoiler, which, you know, the Raiders are looking to do right now.
When you look at what the Aiden O'Connell last year versus this, you probably haven't seen a lot of Aiden O'Connell because he hasn't played a lot over the time, but I always kind of viewed Minshew as like the kind of guy who would just win one or two games a year that people didn't expect. I think this game on Friday got a lot harder with Aiden O'Connell for them. I assume you agree?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that it's going to come down to that. I think it's going to come down to, you know, if Vegas wins this game, they're going to have to make a couple huge plays on defense. The special teams are going to be a factor. And they've got to be able to just possess the ball on offense. And so, no matter who is out there at quarterback, I don't think that's the danger of this team and this rivalry. I think it's, you know, Max Crosby wrecking a game, Jack Jones being overly aggressive and intercepting a pass, you know, getting a fumble or two when they shouldn't have. Those are the things that I would be concerned about if I was the Chiefs.
When you, like, so you had said, hey, look, it's a team that's not playing very well, and we know that. If the Chiefs, let's say, win again, but it's another ugly one, like they make it close or it takes a last-minute drive, similar to the Panthers. I know you said, hey, last year they won the Super Bowl, even though we all had our doubts. Do you look at Kansas City even a little bit worse if they struggle to beat a bad team 2 times in a row versus 1?
No, because it's the same thing. They're still winning, right? I mean, it's what they do. And if you look at just the picture of the AFC in general right now, the Chargers have to win games in a very specific way. You know, and so I think they have a tougher road to beating the Chiefs. The Ravens and the Bills are the two teams, I think, that pose problems for them. The Bills obviously beat them in the regular season and first game of the year. The Chiefs beat Baltimore, but those are the two teams I think I'd be most concerned about if I was the Chiefs in the playoffs.
All right, last question I've got for you. Since you've got this game on Amazon and Black Friday, you said you're doing a rib-eating contest with a man bigger than you. Give me a reason to bet. Let's say I made a side bet with a friend and you're the underdog. Why should I choose you in the rib-eating contest?
See, I've always been in a quarterback's body with an offensive line mentality. So if you've ever been to Amarillo, Texas, and seen the free 72-ounce steak, if you can finish it in under an hour, it was one of my biggest and most impressive accomplishments of my life. 72-ounce steak, baked potato, 3 shrimp,
what?
A salad, a side salad, and a dinner roll, all in under an hour. Finished the whole thing in 49 minutes, signed the wall, got a free T-shirt, got a free meal, and got out of there.
Do you still have the T-shirt?
You better believe it.
I like it. Ryan, we really appreciate it. Looking forward to your coverage this Friday on Amazon Prime, Chiefs versus Raiders this weekend. Thanks so much for the time.
All right. Thank you so much.